So hello, I'm delighted today to be part of the launch of Debbie Nicholls' new concept, Embers of the World. And today we're going to be talking about one of the many applications she's created. And today is an application for the corporate world. There's corporate embers and become in the corporate world. Debbie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Jackie? Nice to speak with you again.
It's lovely. And I'm really excited because being part of this launch of something that you've been working so hard on is fantastic.
Thank you. Yes, there's been a lot of energy go into it, a lot of positive feedback with all of the trials. And whilst it has been live in a way, I suppose the launch is really a milestone where we're going worldwide, we're going up into Amazon with the tools, and we're really now honing in on Embers taking itself much further than it has before.
Wow. Super. Yeah. Yeah, it really is exciting. But tell us, because you and I obviously know what Embers is and what it's all about, but I wonder if the listeners do. You've developed this concept, connection tool, all sorts of things you call it, because it's so broad and it's so useful, and yet it all does the same thing. Would you like to share exactly what you mean by that?
It's funny, it's one of those things that each time I describe it, there's another way of describing it because its impact, it's so vast. Its possibility is endless because it's what you wish to do with it. Embers of the World is really a concept, yes. More so, it is a connection tool, and it's based on, I suppose you could say, storytelling or sharing experiences. It's a framework that we're actually applying to change situations. Change meaning personal change, corporate change, societal change, many different types of change. And I suppose what Embers is attempting to do is allow the folk who engage with it to find their voice and to allow the voice to be able to steer the change in a way or in a direction that suits their needs. No more is change and the changing world about textbooks and theories. It's about what you feel you can connect to, what you feel is aligned to your world, your needs, and how your world and needs can serve the world of the needs of others as well. So, yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. And with the corporate embers, the idea is to help corporate leaders and leadership, both of self and the, you know, within the corporation, to help them face the challenges. What kind of challenges are there that you're addressing through your work?
Yes, it's very, very interesting. I think we're entering, or we're actually in the midst of, a huge revolution, I feel, in the corporate world. There are so many things that are changing and giving leaders challenges to face on a daily basis. Some ones that I suppose I could think of, many leaders, they might have a title, number one, number two, leaders of a department, leaders of an organization. As soon as they get this type of title, previously it has brought along with it an expertise or an assumption of an expertise that this particular leader knows everything. In isolation, he or she can work, will have the answers, will know how to address everything. It's the world has also expected a leader to be something that quite often was very misaligned with the inner leader within that leader. The change, the reactiveness, I think the world these days, the business world, has us all so busy and rewards busyness versus business in a point where what we're trying to say is, you know,